Nolte, Left-Wing Affirmative Action Sends Brian Stelter to Harvard. By John Nolte on September 12, 2022. After being fired from CNN, serial liar Brian Stelter will enjoy a soft and lucrative landing at far-left Harvard University. Yes, on Monday, the following was announced. News, at Brian Stelter is coming to the at Kennedy underscore school as the center's 2022 Walter Shorenstein Fellow. The Shorenstein Center Twitter account announced. He'll be holding a series of public events and community discussions about democracy and the role of the media in preserving it. Welcome, Brian. The political left has the game so rigged, you can only sit back and admire the genius of it all. It is things like Tater landing at Harvard that keep those who infest media, politics, academia, and entertainment in line. Don't you see? It's the rewards, the payoffs, and how failure means nothing that create a Brian Stelter. If you do and say what the left requires, that's all that's required. In anything resembling a meritocracy, due to the fact that he is objectively an imbecile, a proven liar, and a ratings disaster, Stelter would have been laughed off the planet and into obscurity years ago. But like many oafs poisoned with ambition, he has a survival instinct. That instinct informs him, accurately, that if he keeps lying, keeps trolling as magotards, keeps spreading the left's fascist propaganda, and does so in an utterly shameless way, he will always have a place in the left's institutional affirmative action program that rewards this behavior. Talent has nothing to do with success in media, entertainment, or academia. Success has nothing to do with it. The only thing that matters is proving your fealty to these people. And the more you are willing to humiliate yourself in the process of proving your fealty, the more you are guaranteed to fail upward. Ava DuVernay would be directing soap operas in a meritocracy. Instead, she's treated like an A-list director. Same with Olivia Wilde. Ben Smith pretty much destroyed BuzzFeed, which had been a fun, apolitical site until he waddled in. Then he ends up at the New York Times. And now, even though he's a proven failure at running a news outlet, a bunch of venture capitalists are about to make him filthy rich as he launches another news site no one's going to read. Jimmy Kimmel is ratings poison. Everything he touches, Oscars, Emmys, hits record low ratings, including his own show. In a meritocracy, Kimmel would be working cruise ships. Instead, he's treated like the king of late night. Jimmy Fallon took over the popular, historic, and iconic Tonight Show and promptly drove it into a ratings ditch. In a meritocracy, he'd be opening for Kimmel on those cruise ships. What saves these no talents is left-wing affirmative action. And they know it. We see this constant parade of failures who remain at the top of the world in the news media and entertainment. But this parade of losers knows that they don't need to work hard, learn, or hone their craft. All they have to do, instead, is toss away their self-respect and prove their fealty. Shameless, degrading fealty is how you become rich and famous in America today. The left prey on your pride and ambition, and your soul ends up in a jar. No serious university would invite Brian Stelter to lecture on anything other than the dangers of binge eating. But Harvard is not a serious university. It exists only to turn young people into fascist borgs and bribe the world's brain stelters into doing what they are told. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.